Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And I'm joined in the studio today by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Was today Friday?
No, it's Thursday.
Boy, I can say is Brent Jones must be pretty darn important to get you in here on a Thursday.
Well, he is important.
Hey,
Brent,
man.
How are you?
Well, no, I don't have his microphone open yet,
oh.
So hold on a second.
Okay.
During the first hour today, we're going to be talking to our friend Brent Jones, who has worked tirelessly to bring physical culture and keep physical culture here burning strong in Louisville, Kentucky with his events. We're going to be talking about the one that is occurring this weekend in honor of the Kentucky Derby. Later in the show, Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation comes on to talk about a myriad of new things in the life extension realm, one of which is the new blue sex pill for women. I can't wait to hear about that one.
So, interesting.
By the way, for those of you who are interested in trying Dr. Scott Connolly's new Physique 2.0, which we advertise on the show, there is a coupon code that is superhuman, all one word, that will get you 20% off. And you can order as many as 4 bags of the stuff. I love this stuff. I just had my Physique 2.0 pre-show meal moments before going on the air. How you doing, Brent Jones?
I'm great, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. You know what? Elisa generally doesn't come into Friday, but she's here today.
I wanted to talk to you. Hey, Brent.
Hey, Lisa. How are you? I feel important now.
Yeah, you are important. And the truth of the matter is you're very important. I don't think enough people give you the credit that you deserve. And because of your love of physical culture, you have, over time, developed one of the premier events in this region here in Louisville, Kentucky, which is the Kentucky Muscle, and now you've spun that off to an event that occurs during Derby time, which is it's almost like Mardi Gras here for Derby time. We have all the celebrities and movie stars coming here, and you have the Kentucky Derby event of Muscle now, right?
That's correct. It's this Saturday. It's an official event of the Kentucky Derby, and you know, I'm just really proud to be able to be a part of this festival. It's a real honor.
But this has been no small undertaking for you. I mean, first of all, you had to overcome some of the stigma of bodybuilding. I have to believe that you've wanted to have an event around Kentucky Derby time for quite some time now, right?
That's right. I mean, you know, it's just the perception that the executives had at the Derby festival that, you know, they were thinking that it's like this bodybuilding culture thing, and I was, you know, you just have to talk to them and show them a different way, and that it's more about physical fitness. You know, you've got the girls and the figure and the bikini, which gives you the glitz and glamour, and then, you know, you've got the men's physique, which is, you know, just about, I think, competition modeling. And
yes,
you know, so the bodybuilding part is really just a small part of the shows now, and so I, you know, I just had to show them, you know, just our different meetings and stuff. And, you know, eventually they saw it my way. And last year was our first year to have the event, and then this is our second year.
And how is the turnout this year? How does it look compared to last year? Is it really
fun? Oh, it's great. We have over 220 competitors this year. For a second year show, I'm really ecstatic over it. And, you know, we're at the ballroom at the Golf House, which is just a beautiful place. So the venue's nice. We've got a lot of events going on that day, so we're competing with other events. But, you know, I think we're going to have a great turnout as far as, like, spectators. Right now we've got a great turnout on competitors, so, you know, it's just going to be a matter of time, and it's probably will be one of the bigger events in the country.
Brent, why did you choose the Galt House this year?
Well, I use the golf house every year for the Kentucky Muscle to do the weigh-ins and the check-ins. And, you know, they just treated me really nice. So I approached them about, you know, we could borrow their ballroom. And, you know, they were very eager to have our event there. So I just, you know, decided to schedule there, and that's, you know, how we went with it.
I love the Galt House. It's actually a nice facility, and there's a lot of nice restaurants around there. It's a great place to have it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's right by the river. The chow wagon's in the back, and that's one of the derby events for folks out on Radio Land. The chow wagon's right in back on the Belvedere, and then it's right on Main Street, right by the river. So, I mean, you get, you know, the center of the city,
right.
And then, you know, you can walk right over and, you know, look at, you know, have some of the entertainment in the chow wagon, get something to eat. So, and it's just only a block away from 4th Street Live. So, you know, after the show, people can just go to 4th Street Live and, you know, have some nightlife.
So it sounds to me that this was strategic for you. You wanted to take this event and put it, as opposed to being in the periphery, right in the thick of things, so that there would be a higher probability of people who maybe had no intentions of going to see what a bikini competition was, but because they're in the area and it piqued their interest, they could just literally walk from their hotel over to the event, or from the thick of things, like you said, the chow wagon, 4th Street Live. You're really right in the center of everything. Was that strategically chosen by you?
Yes, it was. I looked at all the different locations I could possibly have, and the golf house seemed to be the best fit for us as far as, like, trying to draw people to come in, because there's so many different activities going on. And I love the sport so much. I mean, I think everybody should have this type of enthusiasm. So I, you know, decided to pick the golf house because it's normally sold out this time of year, so I know the crowds are going to be there. I just have to advertise to them. And, you know, it's got a lot of class. It's a very plush hotel. So, you know, my feeling is this derby event should be a very upscale type of event.
Right.
And, you know, it's, you know, I've got a lot of support from a lot of people from this. The media is going to be there, local media. I know we're supposed to get some national coverage off this. So, you know, I think over time, like I said, this will be one of the biggest, you know, fitness and physique events in the country.
I told you when you first started doing this, I mean, you started talking about doing this event to be part of the Derby Festival. And people from outside of Kentucky have no idea, other than celebrities. We have all sorts of celebrities that come to Louisville for the 2 weeks revolving around the Kentucky Derby. And I said to you then that you actually, if you can pull this off, which you have, and now you have to grow it just like you've done in the past, which you know how to do. That's one thing about you. You're tenacious. You have a vision, and you're not short-sighted. Your vision, you work your vision day in and day out. People don't realize how hard you work before these events even occur. You start working on next year's event the day after the event is over. So I told you then, if you could pull this off, you actually have the potential for the first time to actually have a good platform to put this non-mainstream sport at the time into a mainstream plateau where more people will be exposed to it for the first time and go, wow, I didn't know that that's what this was like. This is really cool. Maybe I'd like to go to one of these events. And what you're doing is going to help bodybuilding, fitness, figure, bikini events all over the country.
Yeah, so, that's right. I, you know, Carl, I remember we had that conversation, and you know, you turned out to be really right on that. When I've approached different organizations about the show, you know, they're real enthusiastic about it. Now, when I talk to them about the Kentucky Muscle, you know, they're real hesitant, you know,
right.
Especially like corporations outside the fitness world.
Right.
So right now we've got the Cornish Company wanting to do something with us to build this up. I'm just working with the Derby Festival executives on building some synergy on some of the things that they're doing. Like they've got a mini marathon where they've got, I don't know, 50,000 people running. And I told them, I said, it only makes sense that we build synergy around all the events that you're doing and then try to, you know, push this toward the mainstream America. And, you know, they're real, you know, real enthusiastic about it. They, you know, after I explained it and showed them and showed the progression of where we need to go, they're really on board with it.
Let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots of questions for you. Elisa has questions for you. Just plug the event for those people who are in and around Louisville, Kentucky, if you're within driving distance. Explain when the event actually takes place and where people can get tickets.
The event is at the Galt House Ballroom. It's on the second floor on the west end, or west wing. The pre-judging starts at 11 o'clock. Doors open at 10:30. Tickets are on sale Friday night from 6 to 9 at the Galt House. Also, tickets start to go on sale at 9 o'clock Saturday morning before pre-judging. And then the finals start at 7. Doors open at 6:30. And again, you know, tickets will be on sale around 5 o'clock or so. We'll start opening up the gates.
So the event actually takes place Saturday, correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right, look, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with L. Brent Jones. He is the promoter of the new Kentucky Derby event. What are you actually calling the event now?
It's the NPC Kentucky Derby Championship.
I love that.
And Kentucky Derby's already branded, so I thought it just made sense to try to, you know, bring the, you know.
Yeah, NPC. Why reinvent the wheel? Tag along, yeah, man. Like, nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Without love, where would you be right now?
Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, Rocky Road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels
animals like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate.
Great song. I remember dancing to this song in the 80s. Okay, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with L. Brent Jones.
Hey, Brent, I just wanted to ask you, are tickets available on Ticketmaster?
They were on TicketWeb till last night, and that closed. So tickets will be available on Friday night and then the day of the show.
Oh, okay.
Before we get on to the discussion at hand, let's plug some of the major sponsors. One of them is VPX, right?
VPX Sports, Metrics. We've got the IAAM. We also have got House of Pain, Urban Active. That's the local or regional gym.
Yeah, Royce is everywhere now.
Yeah, Royce is everywhere. You know, that's the major ones that we've got. Also, Fit Match for You is one of our sponsors.
Is that like a date? Is that like a dating site, Fit Match for You?
Yeah, it's a dating site for fitness enthusiasts.
Right.
So,
right.
It's a dating site for people who have common interests in fitness.
And you know what? That's really critical, because a lot of relationships have fallen apart because one person gets into physical culture and the other one doesn't want to go for the ride.
That's so exactly right.
That is a real building block in a relationship. I have a great idea for you. I don't know if it's too late to do this, but what day is the Derby, Elisa?
It's next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Too bad you couldn't get the winners of like the bikini and physique divisions to be here for Derby wearing their sash to hand out trophies and stuff like that. Or even just to be, you know, because they're always looking for stuff in between races to keep people occupied. I mean, you know, these are the winners. These are our winners of the Kentucky Derby of Muscle event, you know?
You know, Carl, it's interesting you said that, because we're working on something very similar to that. We can't do it this year, but next year to have a mini contest in the infield.
So, oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, so, you know, it'll be just prejudging type events, not anything. It'll be like probably a 45-minute, you know.
Yeah, like in between one of the races, you know, while they're waiting for post time. That would fill the time perfectly.
So yeah, that's on the board. That's what we're looking at. We've got several other things. Like, we're working with the Cornish Company to develop an after party from the show, which will be more of a theme, like a gala or ball. And so we're in the process of getting that together.
Will there be an after party this year, Brent?
It'll be on 4th Street Live at
Tango Said Cantina or someplace, or the hotel.
Well, the hotel changed, and it's Mosaic now. Yes, it's going to be at Mosaic.
Okay.
The after party's going to be there, and we also have a small one in the hotel. It's kind of like where the bar is located and the nightclub located in the hotel is right next to the ballroom, so people can come in and go. So it's going to be a great time, a lot of entertainment. But going forward, you know, we've got things planned out and scheduled, and we're just trying to get the pieces to fall together.
This is a lot of work for you, and I know for a fact that you started working on the Kentucky Muscle event like the week after the event was over. You started talking to your sponsors and doing what you have to do. Do you have a team now? Because you have two events fairly close together when you think about them, in 1 year.
Yeah, I do. I have an event manager that plans out the event that day, and then I have a production manager that does behind-the-scenes things, the booth setups, stuff like that. And then I've got somebody that does the merchandising part, you know, the Kentucky Muscle, the T-shirts, the, you know, everything that we sell. And then I do a lot of the marketing myself. I love meeting people and talking to them, so it's just second nature to me. So I do a lot of the marketing myself, but most of the activities that go into, like, planning the show and stuff, I've got it farmed out to other people.
Now, I run into you all the time. Elisa and I, we see you around town. You're involved in a lot of different things. You're involved in the community. And you still have an amazingly fantastic physique. In fact, we saw you at the Northern Kentucky recently. You were entertaining some athletes. And Elisa looked at me and said, "My God, Brent still looks so nice and muscular." When's the last time you competed?
It's been a long time. 2005 was the last contest. Before that was, I think, 97. So I've not been, you know, on the competitive stage that much the last, you know, 10, 15 years. But, you know, my heart's still there. I'd love to compete again.
I was just going to say, you know what would be really great? I don't know if it's this coming year or the year after, but one of the upcoming years, once everything is a little bit more like an oiled machine with these two events happening in the same year, it would be great for you to get up on your own stage. Not necessarily to compete, but to do like a guest pose.
Yeah, well.
You know, walk the walk. Walk the walk type of a thing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was going to say if I was going to compete in the show, I'd buy the trophy. So if I didn't win, that would you know? But, you know, maybe someday. I mean, I'd like to compete again. It's just, you know, so much work is going into developing this show. It's just wasn't practical the last 2-3 years. And it's taken some effort to get this into the Kentucky Derby Festival. At first, they were very leery of it. Matter of fact, they would not even return my calls or emails for like 5 months.
Yeah.
After we sat down, I showed them and showed them projections and what it really is about. Then they jumped on board with it, you know, but it just took time.
Brent, I noticed you have fitness this year, the fitness division. That's new this year. Is that correct?
Well, it's for the Derby. It's new to the Derby. It's new to the state of Kentucky too. I talked with Roger and Sandy Reinger that run the NBC in the state of Kentucky, and I said, you know, we've got to have one show in our state that has fitness, just so you know we can have it on the books that you know we have one fitness show. So. This is the only show that in the state of Kentucky that has fitness. I think maybe regionally it might be the only show.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to the ladies getting on stage and doing the routines and,
Fitness is really where the rubber meets the road type of an event because not only do these young ladies have to be ripped and in fantastic condition and muscular, but then in that depleted state that all bodybuilders complain about and figure athletes complain about, they have to then start doing acrobatics and gymnastics. I mean, it's just really an intense sport. I don't think enough credit is given to the fitness division.
I don't think so either. I compare them to the TV wrestlers, you know, because they have to have, you know, the stage presence, plus they have to do all these acrobats and be really athletic. And it's the same thing with these girls. I mean, when they get on stage, I mean, it's like, not only do they have to have, you know, the glitz and glamour and the makeup and the hair, but they also have to perform. And in a state of being, like you said, depleted, it's, you know, it's a daunting thing for them. So I've got a lot of respect for anybody. Actually, I got a lot of respect for anybody that steps on the stage, you know.
Well, and let's talk about that just for a second. Have been known to look at a person and be able to size them up because of your competitive background. You know what it takes to be a competitive athlete. You know what genetics look like. You understand that if this person were to put some effort forth, they could look good. And you've been known to look at a person and say, you know, you really ought to think of competing. And I think that a lot of people think when you say that you're implying that, oh my God, you could win an event. But what's really in your heart is you want more people to embrace physical culture, regardless of whether they win or not, to experience the wonderful feeling of stepping up on stage, regardless of where you finish.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been known to go just walking in the mall if I see somebody that I think that would do well on these shows. You know, I approach him and I say, hey, you know, you should think about, you know, competing, you know, and explain the process to him. And I have so many first timers doing these shows because of that.
Right.
That it's, you know, it's just amazing to me to see the process of them going from being, you know, not sure of themselves to being on stage and being, you know, totally confident in what they've achieved and seeing the transformation in the person themselves. Because, you know, to me, this is a life-changing event. When you get on stage in front of, you know, hundreds of people, and you barely have anything on, you're being judged, you know, by your body, by your appearance, you know, that's something. And to be able to do that and experience it, you know, it gives them a little piece of life, you know. Either they win, they lose, but they still have
that
experience.
Just do it. From a competitor standpoint, think back for a moment. From a competitor standpoint, when you felt like you did everything you could do, that you came in dry, you came in muscular, you came in well-balanced, you did everything you could do, but you felt like, for whatever reason, the judges didn't see what you saw. What does a competitor tell themselves so that they don't? Because let's face it, judging somebody on their body is the ultimate judgment. You know what I mean? We're talking about what you look like now. It's not how you dress. It's not how your hair was styled that night. It's what you look like. What does the athlete tell themselves, in your humble opinion, or what did you tell yourself when you felt you weren't judged the way you thought you should be that made you get back up on stage the next time?
Well, I think you have to be, I mean, first off, you have to be totally honest with yourself and with the competitors around you.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody had a better day than you, then you've got to go with that and you've got to deal with it. I mean, it hurts not to win. It hurts not to place, you know. So, you know, you just have to rationalize it out, come up with a different game plan for the next time, and then start to execute it. For the women, though, they have, you know, not only do they have to have the physical appearance, but, you know, there's a lot of intangibles involved. So they have a lot more to play with.
Sex appeal,
you know, charisma, you know, confidence, you know, and those are things that you can master on. Mannerisms that you can master that will project that. But you also have the intangibles of your hair, your makeup, your color scheme, you know, your suits. You know, so for the women, you know, not only can they say, well, you know, maybe I need to put a little bit more muscle in my shoulders or in my legs, but they also can revamp their whole look, you know. And that's where I think, you know, where, you know, show business comes in, you know, because I've always thought this sport was more show business than sport, especially when you walk on stage. You know, I think the sport ends by the time the very moment you walk on stage and show business begins, because, you know, you've got to have that spark that gets people's attention. And when all things are even, you know, the intangibles will win the day. And that is, you know, projection of
stage,
you know,
presence.
Stage presence. You know, you can tell when somebody's prepared, when they go out on stage and they hit the presentation just right, and you know it, and they know it, you know. And I can tell from past experiences where competitors that look just at the first glance look like they should win, you know, but as they go through the prejudging and stuff, they start to fall apart, and that is because they didn't practice the presentation. You know, they put all their effort into getting in the condition and no effort in the stage presentation.
Okay, I want to take a break, but I want to pick this discussion up. I have more questions about this on the other side. We're talking with L. Brent Jones. He is the promoter of both the Kentucky Muscle Show, which has become wildly popular, and the newer Derby event that brings physical culture to the Kentucky Derby. And where better should the beautiful physiques of humans be but aside some of the most astoundingly beautiful equestrian physiques? That is the horses at the Kentucky Derby. This brainchild of Brent Jones is nothing short of magic when you think about what it can do to catapult physical culture in front of the masses. And I commend him for the years that he put in to make the people here in Kentucky see his vision. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Und sie kommt mit auf die Bude und sieht top aus. Und sie I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to remind everybody, Age Force has a free month trial of their fat burner patch, which is nothing more than the portion of the growth hormone peptide responsible for its fat burning effects. You get a free month supply when you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad. So check that out today.
Okay, Brent, I have a question for you. Is it appropriate for the athlete to approach a judge and find out why they didn't score better, and if so, when should they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. They should contact the judge anytime after the show. It doesn't do any good to contact them like a week after the show, but right after the show, go up to them. They're, you know, once they're done judging, you know, they're open to questions and Q&A. And that's, you know, I've done that in the past, and I encourage all the competitors, you know, if you've got questions, this is a time to ask.
But do you think the judges remember even right after the show? They're looking at 200-something, 300-something competitors, and then you walk up to them and say, hey, you know, I was in the bikini class such and such. Why didn't I do better? Do you think that they really remember?
Yeah, I do. In my shows, at least the way Sandy and Roger's got it set up. There's the judges is done by in groups, so they'll do a, like a lottery pick. So you'll have a group of judges do one class, a group of judges do another class. So they're not getting like, you know, overburdened by, you know, all the physiques on stage. So yeah, I do. I think they recognize the people that were on stage, and you know they're open to give really valuable tips.
Are they? You think they're really honest? And I'll tell you why I say that. We just said about how subjective this is. It's like we're talking about your body. No one wants to poke fun and talk about somebody else's body. So when they like let's take a woman for instance, will a judge say to her, "Look, you've really got to work on your glutes. You have no ass at all. You have to, you know, work on your buttocks. That's what went from the back. You lost this from the back." Will they say that to her?
Well, I don't know if they'll go. I would say they would probably put it in a different phrasing, like, you know, you need, you know, a little bit more balance in your lower body. You know, it's a fine line to, and like you said, because you're judging on their appearance, and you know, you don't want to offend people and things. So it's a fine line how to approach it and how to state it and things like that. And the judges panel that we have, I've never seen them ever offend a person. They may not be happy to hear what the judges have to say, but I've never heard them offend anybody or anything like that.
Obviously, I don't have the tact to be a judge. Elise is shaking her head right now.
No.
But you know what? I would be brutally honest. I'd say to a, you know, a guy, if a guy came in, and I'd say, "Look, you've got legs like a chicken. You look like a, you look like a bodybuilder riding a chicken." Don't they want to know that? Isn't that, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, but you know, you can't say that to
you
people.
Can,
I mean, no, you've got people that.
Thank God I have a radio
really,
show, huh?
You can,
you know,
use.
Butt their butt for 20 weeks, you know, you can't say that to them, you know, and some of the stuff is genetic, so they don't have a lot of control. Over,
yes.
You know? So, you know, I mean, I look at the spirit of the person, you know, if they tried and everything, I mean, and they come off the stage, they don't do as well as they think, they still want, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
and that, I mean, and that really, at the end of the day, that's the important thing, that you put yourself up there, that you did the work and you put yourself up there, regardless of how you place, because
yeah,
you're still a very small percentage of the overall population that's willing to even put themselves up there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I start this a show, let's say the show cycle, when I'm trying to get the competitors, I'll get hundreds, and out of those hundreds, we will have a 30 or 40% attrition. They just fall off. They can't do it. They don't want to do it this time. So for the person that makes it on stage, I mean, it's just it's an accomplishment that they need to really be proud of, regardless of how they do, you know?
I remember a couple girls when I trained at Powerhouse, Jeff Ruiz Powerhouse Gym. There were a couple girls there that every single year they would say they were going to do the Kentucky Muscle. And every single year they would hire trainers. They would work with people like Porter Cottrell or Jeff Ruiz, and they would train. And they would train right up to the week of the event, and then they would say, you know, for whatever reason, I'm not doing it. How does somebody like that just do it, overcome whatever it is that's in their mind or their heart, and go, you know what, I don't care how I fare in this. I'm going to just do it. That in and of itself is the win.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I tell, you know, I've had competitors in this recent show wanting to back out. You know, I tell them, don't do that to yourself. You're going to feel worse by backing out and not going through your goal than you would getting on stage and not doing well, you know, or you may do great. You don't know, you know, but just don't do that to yourself. Don't make yourself a promise and then don't fulfill it, you know.
You know, for me, in life in general, there have been a lot of obstacles in my life that when I realized what the real obstacle was, it wasn't what I was saying it was. It was my fear of finding out how I would do once I applied myself, and then what I would do to myself, and this always worked for me, I would already agree to myself, you know what, I'm probably going to lose, but I'm going to do it anyway. Or this is not going to work out the way I want it to, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because being afraid of the outcome and actually living through the outcome, the latter, you end up with experience that carries you on. You don't get anything from just worrying about it and backing away from it all the time.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what happens is it starts becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, you know, as you start going through life, you know, if you don't fall through this, you're not going to fall through something else. You know, it's the process of setting goals, you know, and reaching your goal, you know. maneuvering through obstacles and actually doing it. It's like what Roosevelt said, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself.
Right.
I mean, once it's over, it's like you can see, I see the empowerment that is on people, especially people that went through a lot of ordeals to get to the show. I mean, it makes me believe in the human spirit after I see the transformation on some of these people.
Right. Hey, Brent, you said something earlier about the intangibles, that sometimes, especially with the women, it's the intangibles quite often that make the difference. Should athletes be looking for advice and coaching, aside from the coaching they get that is sport-specific, outside of the sport? So, for instance, for greater stage presence, should they be turning to someone who coaches stage actors? Or for finesse and gracefulness, should they be getting coached by someone who teaches ballet? Should they be looking outside for those extra accentuations?
Yeah, so I tell all the competitors, all of them, that they should look up, either take a drama class or study it. Because there's things that you can do, mechanical things that you can do that will project what you want. So if you want more confidence or appear to be more confident, there are mannerisms that you can master for that. You know, if some of the girls, and we're talking about the female competitors, some of the girls have natural sex appeal and stage presence. They don't have to do a lot. 99% of the rest of the population has to work at that. You know, and the best way to do it is go in and start researching it, and then, start mastering those mannerisms that's going to project what you want to project, So it's you can tell by the competitors that have done their homework, especially the first-time competitors, done their homework, they're up on stage, and they look like they need to be there, to the ones that have not done their homework, and they look scared,
You remember in Pumping Iron when Arnold and Franco went to the ballet class? Because back then, what was his name now? The guy from Hawaii, Ed Corney, was the master of posing. He was fluid, and every pose led to the next pose, and he was so fluid. And Arnold was herky-jerky, and so was Franco. And then somebody suggested, why don't you go see a ballet teacher? Remember that? And they put them on the ballet bar. And then all of a sudden, Arnold came out, and when he posed, it was fluid. He would go from one position, it would lead to the next one, and that made the difference for him in posing.
Yeah, when I used to compete, Alan Jones, the director of the ballet here, I used to, consult with him, and, I was in the ballet studio, and he would be going through my routine with me, saying, this is what you need to do, so I'll do the pose. So I tried to do my research on it, and I encourage everybody to do it, because just to get up on stage thinking that you're physically fit is the show. It's not, and you're going to come back being disappointed and not being doing as well as you could. Even if you win, you didn't fulfill your full potential, and the stage presentation is, when everything else is equal, that's going to win the day,
Yeah, yeah. Do you think, and before we go into this break, do you think, side by side, one person who has got a greater degree of physical fitness and attributes versus somebody who has slightly less physical fitness and attributes but a greater stage presence, who wins when push comes to shove?
The person that has the stage presence, and I've seen it before.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I'm not going to say who, but I had a friend that competed a few years ago that was genetically gifted, and he didn't practice one time on any of his mandatory poses, any of his stance, any of his presentation. Matter of fact, he went in and did his routine, stayed on stage for maybe 10 seconds, and walked off. And he should have won the whole show, and he ended up getting second,
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, it does. It does make the difference. And this is persuasion. Competition, physique competition, is persuasion. What you want to do is persuade the judges.
Interesting.
You're the one that should win.
Never thought about that before, and especially that particular word, persuasion. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. That piece of advice is worth listening to the entire interview, right there. I'm serious. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview with L. Brent Jones, promoter for both the Kentucky Muscle event and the new Derby event here in Louisville, Kentucky. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We shall win.
products that I believe in, the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Uh-oh. You know what this is. We're going to give you 5 seconds to put your drink down and report to the dance floor.
Oh, my God. We got to get off the air. We have to report to the dance floor. He said so. We have to listen to him. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Michael Smith is going to talk about the new blue sex pill for women. Ooh. Are you going to stay for that show?
Maybe.
All right. We're talking right now with L. Brent Jones, promoter extraordinaire, keeping the flame of physical culture alive here in Kentucky. Brent, I actually have a show planned with Wayne D'Amelia, Randy Roach, and Rachel McLish. They're going to probably be on next week to talk about comparisons between the bodybuilding of old and the current physique and bikini categories. In your opinion, as a promoter, how has the physique and bikini categories changed the game?
You know, it's changed it totally. I remember when I first started promoting 10 years ago, the bodybuilding or my shows were mostly bodybuilding. 80 to 90% were bodybuilding. Now it's down to like 15-20% is bodybuilding, and the figure, the men's physique in a bikini is anywhere from 80 to 90%. So I mean, it's changed it quite a bit, and it's mainstreamed it quite a bit, I have to say. More people are apt to talk to you when they understand what the figure bikini in men's and women's physique is all about, opposed to a bodybuilder. You know, and then bodybuilders, it's got, over time, it's got a bad stigma. being fair or unfair, it's, you know, people just don't want to hear about it, you know. At least that's been my experience as far as, like, trying to approach companies outside the fitness world. You know, they just put up a big stop sign, you know, right when you start talking about it.
But and also, hasn't it actually opened up the universe of competitors? Because the average person now can aspire to be a physique or bikini competitor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really opened up the competitive stage to the masses, so to speak. Anybody that really just wants to experience it can train for 6 months to a year, get on stage, and end up, you know, fulfilling their goal, you know.
And you don't need the reckless lifestyle that has actually hampered the mainstream appeal of bodybuilding, which is obviously, you know, and we're not going to lie here and act like it doesn't happen, you know, the drug use and so on. You just don't need that to be a physique or bikini competitor.
No, not at all, you know. As a matter of fact, in the figure and bikini, any type of masculine trait is going to be, you know, detrimental to your judges.
Right.
You know, so in one way, you know, the NPC was, you know, and Jim Mannion and all those guys are smart people. They had a stroke of genius when they created these divisions.
Yeah, because it has actually opened up the sport to the average person. And with that being said, what's going to happen to women's bodybuilding, do you think?
I don't, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm not having women's bodybuilding on any of my shows. So it's a good question. I don't know. I normally don't have a good turnout for it. I think last year we had one female bodybuilder in the Kentucky Muscle. I think I had three. So I don't know. I know I'm eliminating it, but I don't know what's going to happen. I think the women's physique will probably take over where that's at.
What about the men's physique? I see a lot of guys who seem to be stuck in between bodybuilding and physique. They get on stage with way too much muscle, way too lean, and they don't score well, do they?
No. You know, it's more of an athletic look. You know, they don't want a bodybuilding look in the men's physique. It's more of that GQ kind of model look that I've seen. Is that what they're going for?
I always use this as the baseline for what you're talking about. It's like Marky Mark when he did that underwear ad.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. he had abs, he had shoulders, but he wasn't overly muscular and he wasn't freakish. There was no body parts that just popped out.
Yeah, I mean, this is like competition modeling. You know, that's the best way I can describe it, you know.
It was the Calvin Klein underwear ad. I remember that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Alisa, you had some questions about the event itself, right?
I did. I just wanted to know, do you have the order of events for the weekend for Saturday?
I don't have the order of events. I think the NPC is putting that together. But we do have one special thing going on that we're working with a promotional company, and we're going to have a set of records that we're going to promote, and it's the most six-packs in a ballroom.
So really?
Yeah, so this company's going to come in. It's going to be a lot of fun. The company's going to come in. We're going to have all the people on the stage and around the stage, have them, you know, with their shirts off, take a picture and film it, and then they're going to push it out to the networks and everybody. So
is there a Guinness Book of World Record title available for that?
Well, this will be the first. This promotional company is what they do is they try to find obscure records that they can set, you know, and they're a part of record setters. And so that's what they're going to do. And
wow, that's cool.
Yeah, we've been working back and forth trying to come up with some ideas. So I said, hey, you know what, everybody's going to be in shape, so why don't we do, you know, the most six-packs in a ballroom.
That's really a great idea.
That's great.
Yeah, they loved it, so that's what we're going with. And, you know, this is starting to become more mainstream, so I'm hopefully, you know, this derby putting the physique competition and the fitness competition in with the Derby Festival is going to mainstream the sport even more.
Yeah, yeah.
I know I was talking with Angie Fenton. She's one of the anchors here. They actually are having a group of newscasters competing in the Kentucky Muscle this year. So I thought that was really kind of it shows where the sport has gone when you've got newscasters wanting to compete in a body show. You know,
didn't Angie used to compete before?
She competed like 8 years ago, her first show.
Oh, is she going to do it again for the muscle?
She's going to do it again, and she's got a couple other newscasters that are going
can you,
to.
Can you divulge who the other newscasters are?
She won't tell me.
Oh, she hasn't told me. Okay.
It's just like I wouldn't tell anybody about this record set thing because I didn't want anybody else to, you know, do it before me, you know, so
right.
we can have, you know, have the record. At least see people that are going to compete will be in the record book for something. At least they're there as the first to do it. You
that's
know?
So that's great.
Yeah,
that's
so cool. Andy won't tell me. I don't know. She's got a group of them, I know, that said that they were getting ready for it. So.
Can you at least tell us if there are any men in the group?
She wouldn't tell me.
She wouldn't tell me. Now
she
I'm trying to guess what TV personalities, local TV personalities, potentially could have something brewing underneath those shirts and jackets now.
You'll find out in November at the Kentucky Muscle.
They're all training. I mean, I'm sure they've got good trainers, and they're all prepping for it. I know Angie is, and Angie will be competitive. She's got a really good look, and she's a natural on stage.
Yeah. Cool. Very, very cool. Okay, how much are tickets?
Tickets are, the pre-testing is $15. The finals are general admission, $25. VIP is $35, and that's center row seating.
Okay, and then the after party is just show up, or do people have to buy tickets for that as well?
No, it's just show up. It's just show up.
And again, the venue for the after party is
Mosaic on 4th Street Live.
Okay.
It used to be the hotel, and they changed the name and revamped the concept.
What time does the after party start?
Well, really, the party only starts when I get there, but but really, it'll start around 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's too late for me, man. I'm in bed already.
Oh, come on, Carl. You can come out and have a good time with me.
One time. Okay, for you. And is Jason Deere involved in any of the party projects this year?
No. Actually, I'm working with the Cornish Group.
You did say that.
Yeah, I'm working with them, and they're actually going to be developing the party and stuff like that.
Cool. Very, very cool. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing you and seeing a lot of people that we just see generally once a year during the Kentucky Muscle. Now we'll be able to see them again during Derby season as well, who come in for, and people come from all over the country for these events. It's amazing the number and range of draw that you get from inside the United States. It's very, very impressive. Very impressive.
Yes, I'm really proud of what we've accomplished, you know, the last 10 years. The Kentucky Muscle especially, you know, it's grown from being just a few hundred spectators to, you know, over 5,000 coming to it. So I'm really proud of it. And, you know, I'm sure that the Kentucky Derby Festival show is going to be even bigger than that once it's developed.
Oh, yeah. There's no, it's going to dwarf Kentucky Muscle once it gets, because it's inside of a mainstream spotlight, it can't help but having some of that rub off on it. It just can't.
You know, I've been told that this will dwarf any physique show in the world.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
As far as like publicity and all this stuff, and that's what I've been told. It just has to get developed properly and promoted properly. So
thank you to VPX and Jack Owak over there and Metrex for getting behind this. It's important. It really is. Hey, listen,
yeah.
Brent. I want to thank you for being on the show today, man.
Well, thanks, Carl, for having me. And I'll see both of you guys at the show Saturday. Is that right?
Yep, we'll see you down there.
And maybe we'll even stay up for the after party.
Oh, great. Great. You guys will be my guests.
There
right?
you go. Okay.
Thanks, Brent.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Michael Smith on. I can't wait to hear about this new blue pill, the sex pill for women. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Shizzle, my nizzle used to dribble. Got rid of that dirt for them. I was birthing them. Hustlers. I was birthing them. Stop the tape. Stop the way. Hustlers. I was birthing them. Can't leave rap alone. Leave rap alone. The game needs me. H2. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw: the delivery method.
Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, my next guest, you know him, you love him. He's a fan favorite. All the way from Life Extension Foundation, it's Dr. Michael Smith. How you doing, Dr. Smith?
Hey, Carl. What's going on, man?
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, we've got lots of great topics, as usual. When Dr. Smith comes on, we don't just cover one topic. It's kind of like a Life Extension news magazine.
Right.
And we're going to start out by talking about apple polyphenols. What's the deal with those, Dr. Smith?
Well, you know what? I think the last time I was on your show, or maybe, I don't know, I've been on your show so many times, I forget what we talk about sometimes.
Right.
Well, at one point I told you, and I don't know if this is because I'm getting older.
Well, you're not taking your apple polyphenols, maybe. That's
well, no. But, you know, I just find it so refreshing when some good hardcore science is published about simple things, right? You know, I you know, in this industry, and I think I've been guilty of this. Sometimes we're always looking for the most amazing extract.
The next sexy thing.
That's the perfect word for it. It has to be sexy, and apples aren't that sexy. But boy, let me tell you something. A lot of good research coming out about white fleshy fruit, specifically apples, and I actually think pears.
Pears. I was going to say, what about pears? I love pears.
Yeah, well, apples and pears are very similar in their antioxidant content. So I know that what really got us excited about apples was a study that came out mid-2011, maybe summertime, and it showed that white fleshy fruit, like apples and pears, could cut your stroke risk in half.
Really?
Yeah, and that's when, that was actually a Dutch study that followed 20,000 people. So right there, that tells you good, and they followed them for 10 years. And they showed that white, fleshy fruits, like apples and pears, significantly reduced the risk of stroke by, actually, I think it was like 52-53%, something like, even greater than 50%.
How much do you have to eat? Or I'm assuming that there are polyphenol-liberated capsules out there as well, right?
Well, as far as the fruit went with this original study, I think they said, or they calculated, that for every 25 grams per day of a white fleshy fruit, there was maybe like a 9% drop in overall stroke risk. But so 25 grams is really...
Just under an ounce.
It's really not that much. So you're talking maybe, 2 to 3 small to medium-sized apples?
I was going to say 5 ounces of the fruit a day. That actually could be one large apple.
It could, yeah. So you're not talking about anything too significant. But of course, what have we learned with all these extract studies, Carl, that, nature provides these wonderful foods, but to really, really up the benefit, supplementation really is key, because not only are you going to get more of it, when you go to a company like Life Extension, we actually standardize to those most important polyphenols,
right.
which is just a fancy way.
Well, and there's another issue at hand that I'm learning more and more about with as life goes on in every area of health and fitness and nutrition. That's compliance. It becomes increasingly more difficult to comply sometimes with eating a large apple every single day. Yeah. But it's very simple to throw a couple caps in your mouth and swallow them down with water.
So why not eat a good, large apple a day, at least when it's in season? And I say that because I do have one reservation about, because the only issue with the white fleshy fruits, when they're off season, you know what a lot of the stores do? They'll inject them with nitrates.
Really?
That's why, So, if you're eating apple.
Well, wait, what does the nitrates do? Preserve it from?
It preserves. It keeps it white and preserves it. So, and that flesh, that white flesh, man, it's like a sponge.
So, yeah, it is like a sponge. You're right. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that green stuff that the florists use to stick flowers in that absorbs water like 1,000%.
And so what they're doing is, right now is a good apple season, but when you're in towards the end of winter, beginning of spring, most of the apples in the store were picked almost, 6 months prior.
So wait a minute, Michael. Yeah. I want to just ask you some questions. I mean, I don't expect you to know everything about the mechanics of it. Do they soak the apples in this nitrate solution?
It's an injection.
They really take a syringe-like type device and inject it?
From my understanding, I'm sure they have different ways of doing it, but from what my understanding, it's just an injection of nitrates. Yeah,
and they're not required to say that these things are injected with nitrates. The USDA and FDA don't force them to identify that.
Well, I don't know how it really goes from state to state, but pretty much when the manufacturer will send them to the distributors, they are packaged and they do have all the preservative information there. Now, each state is different. If you go to a basic grocery store, they take it out of the package and they put them on those stands, right?
Yeah.
And so but the package is there somewhere. I guess if you ask for it, you could see it and you could say,
holy
it was
mackerel. That is, you know what? We need to start going to our grocery stores and asking the produce guy, can I see what information this was packed with as pertaining to preservatives or additives or anything? That's great information. That right there, that one tidbit of information, Dr. Smith, is worth the price of admission. I'm serious.
Yeah, so are we done talking? Is that it? Is the show over?
Yeah, that's it. You can't really beat that one. I'm sorry.
But now here's the thing. If you, during the season, right now is a great time for the apples. This is the time you want to be eating an apple a day and maybe taking one or two of the capsules of an apple extract, and then during the off season, forget the apple and just go with the capsules.
Yeah,
and I hate to, it's just the way it is today. We can't trust our food chain anymore.
I've got a new name for the product too. Instead of calling it a capsule, call it an apple.
An apple, yeah.
An, an apple in the capsule. Apsel. I like
this, this show's going nowhere fast, Carl.
Okay, we're having a little fun. Who said Dr. Oz could be the only one to butcher science? I can do it too. Anyway, all right, so with that being said, good news about white fleshy fruits.
Right.
About five ounces of either apples, mostly apples, right. Obviously. That was the study.
And here's, but, you know, at the studies, there's even more coming out now. This was from a medical journal that focuses on herbs and stuff. It came out last year, and we based our new product off of it. They showed, and I don't remember offhand where the study was done, but it was a study. It was actually three separate labs that looked at the intake of white fleshy fruits, specifically apples, and they concluded that the polyphenols in apples was able to extend lifespan in the animal models by up to 12%.
That's not
so
bad.
So these are these are powerful, you know, plant-based antioxidants that have, you know, that probably are more directed towards the systemic arterial system. We also know that they're going to play a major role in things like preventing glycation, which is a big one.
Really?
We're also doing some studies on our own here looking at the inhibition of glucose-6-phosphatase, which
right.
is an enzyme that overactivates in older people who have sugar issues. So I think, it's so refreshing, right, to see something, you know, straight from nature, very simple, something everybody's familiar with.
Well, wait
right?
a minute. Let's go even a step further than that. I mean, when did the term an apple a day keeps the doctor away come from? I mean,
you know,
that has to be hundreds of years
yeah.
old, right?
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes, you know, and actually I wrote a blog on this, that some of our old wives' tales are not tales. They're actual truth. And, like, listen, most of your old wives' tales are based on some truth.
Yes.
And the reason that is they've been perpetuated through the decades and centuries because they do work.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, they probably noticed people who ate apples did pretty good.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
And don't forget, too, it's not just the fleshy fruit. It's not just the white fruit.
The skin.
You got pectin. You have pectin in the skin, too. Now, of course, nowadays with a lot of the pesticides, a lot of the pesticides will concentrate in the skin. So it's definitely, when it comes to apples, you got to go organic.
Well, I was going to say, EWG has the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen, and apples and strawberries are high up on the on the list of pesticides.
Yeah, that's, you know, the skin, the apple skin, acts as a good barrier, so that it'll as the plant is as the tree is growing, it'll soak in all those chemicals. It gets into the fleshy fruit, but a lot of times the chemicals can evaporate. They're very volatile type chemicals, but not with the apple skin. That
yeah.
apple skin acts like a nice little barrier.
Yeah, you gotta go organic.
Chemicals cooks.
Yeah. Gotta go organic. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a new, very stable probiotic. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. If you don't already receive a copy of the single best magazine that you can read every single month that will help you be healthier, live stronger, and live longer, it's Life Extension's magazine. You get a free 6-month copy by going to the Super Human Radio homepage down on the bottom right-hand side and clicking the banner ad. Get your free 6-month subscription of Life Extension magazine today. We'll be right back.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com. And clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with my good friend, Dr. Michael Smith. I call him my friend, the friend that I've never sat down and actually met, but we've spent so many hours on this show that I feel like I know him. And yeah, as you can tell, there's a lot of levity in the discussion because I enjoy spending an hour with him every so and again. Anyway.
Well, I tell everybody you're my favorite host.
So. Oh, thank you. That's very thoughtful of you. All right, so let's talk about BB536. What is it?
Yeah. Yeah, the bifidobacteria, or as we say in Texas, the bifido.
You
can say it either way.
Well, I know.
You know, I don't know if a lot of people know this. I was telling a friend of mine this story. Well, it's not a story, it's just fact that by the age of two, you've developed all of your intestinal bacteria, right?
The healthy
gut. It comes from mother's milk, and it also comes from some of the environment, the food, the water, just exposure to where you live. That's why when you go from, say, you know, USA to south of the border, you got to be careful because they have a different, you know, normal flora than you do, and it causes problems.
Right.
Well, from age two on, that's it. You don't. There's no more real development of a normal flora, and so you can imagine, especially in our, you know, environment today, toxins,
assault,
oxidative stress. I mean, you just name it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're losing a significant amount each decade. Really, you lose a significant amount of really what are probably some of the most important organisms in your body. Without them, I mean, let's just keep it this way. If you don't have a good normal flora, you're not going to digest food properly. You're not going to absorb nutrients well, and you're not going to eliminate waste.
Let's expand on that for a second.
Okay.
There is an emerging science called metabolomics. They're finally realizing that what you eat has a profound effect on your body. Go figure. Anyway, the reality is that undigested portions of the food are what get into the bloodstream and cause things like autoimmune disorders.
Right. Yep.
And this is a result of the digestive system not functioning properly any longer, which has so much to do with the flora, the actual landscape in your stomach.
Yeah, and it's also another term that I'll throw out there for your listeners. It's also a process what is known as autotoxicity, where your gut kind of begins to break down. You get that leaky gut syndrome, and now you have these toxins going back and forth between your gut and your bloodstream, and they never get eliminated properly. And so that's called autotoxicity, and that's where a lot of inflammatory conditions happen, the age-related diseases. So, I mean, I don't know. I think I've said this on your show before. You really only are healthy as your gut.
Right.
I mean, yeah, and so, I mean, think of all the good supplements you do. I mean, how many supplements do you take a day?
Oh, I don't know. Let's not embarrass me now.
Oh,
Dr.
come on.
Phil.
Okay.
I put a picture of my supplement drawer up recently. There's no room for anything else.
Okay. Well, okay. So imagine if you don't, okay. And so you probably spend a decent amount of money on that stuff, which is great. I think it's worth it. Spending money on your health now is far cheaper than getting sick. I think we all agree with that.
Right.
But here's the thing. If your gut's not working, you could be wasting a lot of that money.
Yes, I agree.
So I don't think, you know, I consider a good I only have four foundational supplements, and one of those foundational supplements I think everybody should take is a good probiotic. The problem is there's so many different products out there now, and you always have to question the viability, right, of the strand, and that's why we're so excited about the bifidobacteria. By the way, the bifidobacteria has been the most studied. We know that, you know, if you start rattling off some of the benefits of taking a probiotic, most of those benefits that people quote now, like almost secondhand, come from the study of the bifidobacteria in your gut. So it's really where all the research is. The Japanese started the bifido product market many, many years ago. The bifidobacteria, by the way, are the without a doubt the most prevalent bacteria in fermented products.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of your fermented soy, et cetera, yogurts. And so, but the problem with the bifidobacteria has been its viability. And that changed, though, with the development of BB536, which it's not a very sexy name, but that's the strain of bifidobacteria that will colonize your gut. And as a matter of fact, studies now show that at least in animal models, and we're moving into human models now, but in animal models, it significantly increased longevity in those mice. Why? Because with a good gut, you're gonna digest, you're going to absorb nutrients, and you're going to eliminate waste. Those three processes right there, if you do them right, you're going to live longer.
Yeah,
and that's what BB536
does. We've talked about that. I did a show with Crispin Sullivan a couple years ago, and we talked about the attributes of people who live into their 10th decade of life. And aside from a good functioning thyroid, they all had remarkable amounts of flora in their stomach,
right,
and a great variety of flora in their stomach.
Yeah, a good variety. And here's the other thing that's interesting. You know, a lot of people have questioned, well, exactly how, like, let me give you an example. If you have a good solid gut flora, we know that you have a better control of inflammation throughout your body. Now, we know that most of the immune system is in your gut. I think most people are familiar with that. But having a good flora doesn't just influence the gut immunity. It influences the immunity all over your body. And people have always wondered, how is that really happening? How does something in your gut influence the systemic development of inflammation, for instance? Now, we haven't fully answered that question, but what we have discovered is that probiotics, or having just simply good normal flora, can actually inhibit things like NFK-beta, even your big, strong leukotrienes, interleukin-2, which is a big one. So all of these major inflammatory markers come down when you take a good probiotic, and now we're showing it's probably because, in some way we don't understand yet, these bacteria influence gene expression of these cytokines. So keeping that immune system in check, keeping your gut healthy, I mean, let's be honest, if your immune system's down and your gut's not working, you're not going to live long. It's pretty simple.
Okay, but here's my question, okay? I've read so much about probiotics over the years and the importance of things like glutamine taken with probiotics, for instance. Okay, with that being said, if in fact the flora is established by the year 2 years old, let's say, okay? But then you go under these assaults day in and day out.
Right.
I always try to think of it as a lawn, okay? Does the flora get ripped up like a divot and leave a bare spot where the lining of the stomach is showing? And if so, is that replaceable then by just flooding the body with probiotics? Or does that divot get filled in by crabgrass, things we don't want in there, like H. pylori, and then we have to get the crabgrass to move out in order to replace it with probiotics?
Well, I think I'm not sure if you're thinking about it correctly. It, you know, if let's just take ulcer disease in the stomach, for instance. You know, an ulcer is a denuded area of mucosa, and there are going to be bacteria, but usually bad bacteria, that are causing an excessive inflammatory response.
Right.
And by doing the probiotic, whether you do glutamine or not, those probiotics are going to balance out those bad ones. That's going to bring down the inflammation and allow the healing process to start to occur. Now, if it's really bad, I do like to use glutamine, by the way. Glutamine is a wonderful way to heal mucosal membranes.
Right.
And so I don't think that's a bad idea, but I think what you're doing is it's really related more to balancing the inflammatory response, because when you take out the inflammation, the ulcers will go down. Why did that happen? Because the good bacteria are balancing out the bad bacteria.
Okay. Then with that being said, I've also learned over the past couple of years that taking small amounts of probiotics, even up to 5 billion, let's say, active coliforms, is really kind of like shooting a dart at an elephant when you really need, you know, 100 billion, 200 billion, 300 billion. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I think it really just goes back to the viability. You know, remember, if you're doing a good product with bacteria that are alive,
it's more stable.
They start dividing like crazy.
So
a 2 to 5 billion colony forming unit product within a week, if it's a good product, right? It's going to turn into your hundreds of billions. I mean, that's why it's so important to make sure that that strand is viable, and that's why we like BB536. No, but wait, the reason we're really let me just back up for a moment. The
Please.
Reason we got excited about the BB536 is because it's a stable bifidobacteria. And the reason when we saw that research, it caught our eye, is because all of the probiotic research, all of the positive influence on inflammation, all of the positive influence on immunity, all of the positive influence on allergies, including food allergies, was studied with bifidobacteria. Bacteria.
Gotcha.
So that's why, and now they finally developed a strain that has been shown to be viable. That's why we're jumping on this. This is the one you want to do. Matter of fact, our capsule, I think, is 2 billion colony-forming units, so you might look at that and think, well, that's not that much. No, it's so viable. That's going to turn into 100 billion very quickly.
Well, you know, and you know what? If there's research out there that shows that combining it with things like isomaltol oligosaccharides from potato starches and so on actually creates an environment where the bifid bacteria loves to grow. So if you're having high fiber intake from these types of oligosaccharides in combination with using something like this, I could see where it would really proliferate quickly. Which my next question is this. I always take my probiotics at night because I believe that they stay in the stomach better, and I've read that that is when the body prunes, if you will, the flora in the stomach. Do you suggest taking it in the morning on an empty stomach? When do you think it's best to take it?
Well, I don't think it matters as much. I mean, I know it's like what you just said, Carl, sounds good. It sounds right, but I don't know if there's anything that supports having to take probiotics at night like that. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if some research showed that. I usually take mine at night as well, and I do it for the same reasons that you do, but sometimes I do things just because it sounds cool.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I
do know that the better the product, the less you have to worry about when you actually take it with or without food. The bifidal one that we use now, the BB536, can be done with or without food, once or twice a day at any time, and I think it'll work just fine.
What makes it so stable, Dr. Smith?
It's the strand itself. It's a strand called Longum. That's the actual family name of this strand of bifidobacteria. It's just a hardy strain, and they finally were able to develop it into a capsule form. They've been working it. Some Japanese. I've just went blank on the trademark name. Moringa, I think. Don't quote me on that. Is the trademark company of this? They've been working on this for about 5 years to stabilize, to get this long gum strain, which is the BB536, which is a very stable strain, into that capsule form, and they succeeded, and we really like the product now.
Excellent, excellent. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with yet another topic. We keep it moving here when Dr. Smith is on. Nothing gets boring. And remember, get your copy of Life Extension Foundation's magazine. Get a free 6-month subscription at superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see the cover picture of Life Extension magazine. Click it and get a free 6-month subscription. I promise you, you will look for it every month. We'll be right back.
Your goals, longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AGE4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Bridge. Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know what I'm going to take my BB536 with, Dr. Smith?
What's that?
With one of the Quest protein bars, because they have 18 grams of isomaltose oligosaccharides from potato starch in there.
That's good, yeah.
So there you go. Okay, so now onward and upward to the next thing. I'm going to try to pronounce this. I'm going to sound like a fool. It is called phlebotonics. There you go.
It's just phlebotonics.
Phlebotonics.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, there you go. You're fine. That's good. Okay. It's just basically toning action in the veins, right? We're talking about varicose veins and spider veins here, yeah. And we know that, you know, the thing that we want people to realize is that even though the varicose veins and spider veins are cosmetic issues for a lot of people, they actually do indicate a much more serious circulatory problem.
What is that circulatory problem? Is it just a breakdown in the dexterity of the plumbing, so to speak?
Yeah. So it's an outward sign that, now it's specifically the veins, but we know that, I mean, if your veins are having problems, probably your arteries are also having problems. The other thing to remember, too, you can get a lot of clot formation. And even though you see the varicose veins on the surface, there are deeper veins within your legs, your calves, even your thighs, even in your pelvis that can have the same type of breakdown. And if you start developing clots within those larger veins, now we got a serious problem. Those are deep venous thrombosis is the medical term for it, a DVT, and that can cause significant, even be in a medical emergency in some cases. So we just want, it's one of those things where we want to bring it to the public's attention that spider veins, varicose veins, it's not just a matter of wanting to get rid of them because they don't look good. It may be something more serious, you know. So we want to help people deal with this problem both from, you know, on a cosmetic level and also at a circulatory level.
Yeah.
Now, most people think it's the veins. Now, have you heard that? You know, your veins have valves.
Okay.
And the valves close and keep blood from regurgitating backwards.
Yeah, they're almost like the vascular system's diodes. If you know anything about electronics, a diode keeps juice or energy running in one direction. It doesn't let it back up.
Right, and so each pump of the heart pushes the blood, you know, oxygenated blood out to the body. The blood traveling up the legs then returns to the heart. And it has to, it's not, so there's a couple things. Think about it. Your blood down in your feet and in your calves, in most cases, has to fight not just the basic pressures there, but also gravity itself.
Right.
Now, and so your body basically has developed these mechanisms to aid in getting that blood back up. Like when you walk, each step that you take, the pressure on your feet, it contracts your calf muscles, and that actually helps to push the blood upward.
Right.
Additionally, veins in the leg come equipped with those valves, right? They're one-way valves.
Okay.
But as we get older, the valves begin to break down, like everything else that happens to us for the most part. When those valves break down and your calves contract, it pushes the blood up, but then the blood does what?
Comes
straight
down.
Back down,
right.
Because the valves aren't working. Over time, that's going to distend. Starting usually with surface veins, it's going to distend those veins. They get yucky looking, purple looking. The thin ones are called the spider veins. The thick ones are called the varicose veins.
Yeah, they look like worms underneath the skin.
Yeah, they do. But remember, just deep to those veins are deeper veins, where if that's happening there, if you're pulling blood in those deeper veins and clots start to form, those clots can actually break off eventually, travel back to the heart and travel out to the lungs, and that is called a pulmonary embolism.
Interesting.
So we have to, yeah, and that's why, have you heard of people taking long plane flights?
Yes, and having blood clots form, right.
Yeah, and that's probably what's happening. You know, even if you have good valves, by the way, if you're sitting for a long time, the blood pools more, right?
Right.
Because you're not walking. You're not contracting your calf muscles. So here's a tip for anybody that travels. Let's say you're flying for more than 2 to 3 hours. You got to walk every, you know, up and down the aisle every maybe 15 to 20 minutes. If you can, if you're in the middle seat or the window seat, that's hard to do sometimes.
Right.
But you can at least just contract your calves and stuff.
That's what I do.
Blood flowing.
I press my feet down and I contract my glutes, my hamstrings, and my quad muscles, and lift myself out of the seat a couple inches, and I do that 5 or 6 times at least every half hour when I'm stuck in a middle seat or an inside seat.
And that's going to keep the blood from pooling. Now, if you do have spider veins and varicose veins, you know, you have a little bit more significant situation, because even if you do those things, because the valves don't work, the blood can still drop back down and start to pool. And so you might want to start considering things that you can do to strengthen the veins. Now, unfortunately, there's nothing we can really do about the valves. Once the valves themselves start to break down, that's a tough one. But what we can do is we can help strengthen the normal tonicity of the vein and some of the small amount of smooth muscle cells that are in the vein itself. And that's where we really love diosmin. Have you heard of that before?
No.
Yeah, diosmin is from the essence of orange. It's a protein, specifically in the peel of sweet oranges.
Mm.
And diosmin has been shown significantly to increase the tonicity of veins. Now, the only issue, you can't just go out and do any orange extract because there's some on the market. The problem with that, most of your proteins that are found in the peels of fruits, especially like your citrus fruit, the essence of those fruits, those proteins are huge proteins.
Right.
And you just can't absorb them. So you got to make sure that the diosmin extract you're doing or the orange peel extract you're doing is micronized, meaning it's broken up into smaller pieces. That's going to allow for effective delivery of the diosmin into your blood, eventually into the capillaries, down into the veins, and that's where you're going to start seeing the tonicity of those veins improve. The elasticity improves. The diosmin can also ease inflammation, which is a condition known as phlebitis.
Right.
Which can also lead to more blood clots.
Which is very painful, too. Phlebitis
is very
painful.
It is. And if you do have varicose veins and spider veins, and you're going to be sitting for a while, whether it's a plane or in your office, this is something you might want to consider doing, because not only is it going to increase that tonicity of the vein and help to diminish those unsightly spider veins and stuff, but it will also help to ease the pain and inflammation of phlebitis.
This is a huge business, by the way. There are vein clinics popping up all over the country now that do nothing but inject stuff into the veins to try to make them collapse, disappear, or unfill with blood. And this is really precipitated by the insulin resistance factor in the country because of the presumption of angiotensin-converting enzyme causing of the vasculature to constrict all the time, and then the vascular just kind of falls apart.
Well, and two, that's true too. The absolutely, the insulin resistance plays a role, but the real double whammy for women, at least, is the insulin issue, but also the loss of estrogen.
Estrogen. I was just going to say, when women lose estrogen, that's when the spider veins start coming.
Yeah, that's because estrogen has a role that it plays on vascular stability, mainly tonicity. So when women lose, as a matter of fact, hot flashes, night sweats, often
yes.
is a vascular instability within the central nervous
yes.
system.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
so you combine that with an insulin resistance, and that's why all of a sudden women start popping out these spider and varicose veins. Now, I know there's a lot of clinics out, the vein clinics, and they do different things, injections, they do laser, they even do compression. But listen, there's only two things that I've seen solid research on. One, what we just talked about, the diosmin from sweet oranges. Number two is horse chestnut extract.
Really?
Yeah, so you combine. Now, we even have a product where we combined both of them, and we're going to start looking at some small studies here with our members to see how that works. But we think the combo of horse chestnut with the diosmin is really where you want to go. And that's where, again, we're an evidence-based company, right? And that's where the evidence is showing that these two things work really well.
But you know it also works well? But you can't start doing it once the veins show up. Heavy resistance training, because of
absolutely,
the constant
yeah.
effect of Valsalva, actually yeah. the body starts to upgrade the plumbing to accommodate the higher periodic acute bouts of tension in the bloodstream. And
yeah.
and your veins and your arteries become upregulated,
more
resilient.
Before we go on to the next topic, I just want to mention, too, the diosmin has more. It goes beyond just venous support. We're looking into healthy blood sugar levels.
Mm.
We're looking into cognitive function. And again, I think this all still goes back to vascular effects, healthy cell division in colon and breast, and as I said before, the phlebitis, the easing of inflammation. So once again, nature has shown us that there's some really good things in the essence of citrus fruit.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. And obviously. Yeah. Getting that in an extract is much better than eating oranges because of the sugar load. And you can't you got to eat the orange skin anyway, even if it's
yeah, it's
orange.
The essence, and it's actually most of the proteins, these large proteins, are below, you know that little white covering you see on the oranges
yeah.
between the flesh
yes.
and the peel? That's where most of that white stuff is the stringy diosmin type protein.
And that is what everybody throws away. No one wants to eat that spongy stuff because it has no flavor at all.
And of course, the peel and that spongy stuff is where all the benefit is.
Isn't that always the way it is?
And we throw it right away.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the new blue sex pill for women. I know everybody's listening now, especially the men. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well, I don't know what that was about. We were supposed to have some music playing as we come into the break. It'll probably start playing here in a couple seconds. But anyway, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Michael Smith and anxiously awaiting the news about the new blue sex. Come on, let's face it. I mean, guys have their PDE5 inhibitors, and that's solved a lot of problems for older men. But their female partners aren't always, you know, ready and willing. And quite often it's biological. Is there really something that they can do?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, there's no magic bullet here. I mean, especially for women, sexual drive and sexual function is very complicated. It is. I mean, that's just the truth of it. But we think we've put together a decent little combination of things that will help. And before we even get into that, we do think that it's important. You know, a healthy sex drive usually reflects an overall healthy body and outlook on things. You know, people, you know, you can be unhealthy and still have sex.
I want to go a step further than that. I've talked about the fact that libido is the canary in the mine, because job one of the human body is to procreate and then clear off the planet. So if your libido is gone, chances are there's an underlying reason why your body doesn't want you to procreate.
Yeah, and people, you know, we've seen this even with, you know, our members at Life Extension. Carl, you know, we have a lot of older members who are incredibly in shape and stuff, because they've been interested in this industry for years, and they've been following us for a long time. And you know, you can ask them and survey them when I do my lectures and stuff, and they all are very active, not just physically but sexually. And I think you're right. I think it just, let's be honest, when you're feeling good and things are working well, you wanna continue to engage in sexual activity, and it's part of a healthy life.
And this is why I want to segue just real quick, and kind of, I just want to mention something that has nothing to do with this discussion, but there is a radio show host out there who has become kind of a guru and has this huge following of people that he tells how to eat and how to live. And at a young age, he's infertile. And while infertility, there's a lot of reasons for it, it may be because of the things that he tells people to do. Reproduction and libido are not just the subject of parlor discussion for levity. They are an indication of inward health. And if you can't get aroused and you can't procreate, nature doesn't want you to, because something about you is wrong.
Right.
So that's it. Okay.
Good. And so let's talk. So about half of all women, I mean, I think this is a fair. And we put together this statistic from different sources, but we think about roughly half of all women live without optimal sexual function, and it's probably, as I said, related to a number of key factors, you know, neurotransmitters, vascular, you know, instability that you see in menopause. I mean, there's probably a lot of things going on there. So what we wanted to do is look at what we think is probably causing most of the problems for women and try to address those with the product. So here's what we did. First thing, and this might surprise some of your listeners, mushrooms.
Yeah.
Cordyceps. Listen, these are powerful. We're learning more and more that mushroom, the cordyceps, can actually modulate sex hormone levels and promote downstream metabolism, which is really what you need, right? You got to get these hormones, these sex hormones, to start metabolizing. And it's the metabolites that affect so many things, from the vascularity within the body to other different types of hormones, even thyroid. We know that mushrooms, through their effects of sex hormones, can boost mitochondrial energy. That will help with sex interest. It can boost vaginal lubrication. It can help sexual function by promoting nitric oxide production. It inhibits inflammation that can dampen sex drive. As a matter of fact, they did a study, and I think this came out of the Journal of Complementary Medicine in the late 90s. And why no one really jumped on this, I don't know. We finally are. They showed that the cordyceps were able to improve sexual function and desire in 86% of the women in just 40 days.
And by the way, there is some emerging research now that shows that women who eat mushrooms may be protected against breast cancer. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And one of our favorites is the Coriolis. Coriolis is, we know, does one thing very well, is it ramps up the natural killer cell production.
Right.
Your natural killer cells, Carl, that's your surveillance cell. That's the immune cell that is ready and primed to fight. And when it recognizes it something that's foreign, like a cancer cell, right, it's going to respond to that cancer cell and kill it very quickly. So mushrooms probably have the greatest effect on those natural killer cells. Now, we didn't just talk, so we got the mushroom extract, okay? What we added to that, of course, is maca.
Mm.
Absolutely. Maca, cultivated for, what, over 2,000 years now, the plant root extract, it's been shown to modulate levels and flow of sex hormones, so it complements the cordyceps there. It supports adrenal function. That is so important for women. The adrenal glands are the backup organ for the ovaries when they begin to fail in menopause.
Right.
And guess what? Women are too stressed out for the adrenal glands to work properly.
Right.
So that, you know, one of the reasons we think there's so many menopausal symptoms out there nowadays is because women have lost that backup system. And maca supports the backup adrenal system to the ovaries. And so now, so when you back up that, the ovaries, when you back them up with the adrenal glands, you're going to start promoting better libido and sexual pleasure. Now also we know that, and I don't know, maybe your listeners don't know this, maca also helps to optimize the monoxamine oxidase levels in the brain, the neurotransmitters, which are so important for sex drive. Women who took maca, they scored over 35% better than placebo on a standard sexual function score just after 6 weeks of use. And wow. When you combine the two, we think the maca and the cordyceps, that combination is the blue pill for women.
So have you any responders that have used this and said, wow, I feel different after six weeks of using it? Or
we have, we just released it to our general, you know, our customers and members just about a month ago. And based on the studies, we're going to start hopefully collecting reviews of the product pretty much right about now, because the maca usually takes about 6 weeks to kick in,
uh-huh.
About 8 weeks for the cordyceps. So hopefully in about 2 months' time, we'll start having some good reviews come in. However, on small scale little surveys, yeah, absolutely, the women were very impressed with it. And so we're ready to market this, out to the general public now.
And you know, there's another issue here that we're not talking about, and that is – with women who are on HRT, some research that I have recently looked at, thanks to Adele Musa, a contributor to the show, for another issue, is shown that when individuals take exogenous hormones, over time the adrenals may actually atrophy stop functioning properly.
Yeah, and that's think of, you know, back, let's say 200, 300 years, 400 years ago, and going all the way back really in human history until recently, menopausal symptoms weren't as severe as they are today. One of the reasons is because the adrenal glands are able to produce estrogens.
Right.
And act as a backup system. Now, women probably have always had some menopausal symptoms,
right.
Especially in recent time because we're living longer and stuff. But when you take the stress, let's be honest, women have a lot of things going on. They're still taking care of their families, they're now entering those careers. You know, so they're juggling everything now, basically, and it's just taking a hit on them, specifically their adrenal glands. So,
yes. You
know, maybe even supporting the adrenals. Not necessarily with hormones, but there's adrenal support products. Maybe combining that with the maca and the cordyceps, that might even have a greater
even more
effect.
So. Yeah, I agree. Like things like pregnenolone and DHEA, which help take the burden off of the adrenals.
That's a big one. The DHEA is a big one, isn't it?
Yes.
We like women to have DHEA levels around 200. And if you just go, and that's just based on when they're younger, you know, maybe like around 20, 22 years old. Most women in menopausal age, I mean, I see DHA levels at 20, 25.
Yeah, that's
scary. I mean, so supplementing with DHA would have a huge effect
on
the adrenal glands. I want to mention, too, maca is popular. How many maca products are out there? A lot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, the problem with maca, again, we learn so much so fast in this industry. So I'm not knocking companies that produce maca. We're just learning this as time goes on. There's a specific compound. They call them the macamides.
Okay.
These are amide type compounds that you'll find in the maca root. We now know that if you're not standardized at least to about 0.5% to 1%, of those amides in maca, you pretty much are just doing an inert extract. So a lot of maca products out there, people often say, well, I heard maca was so good, it didn't really work for me. When you look at the product, it's not standardized to these amides.
Sure, sure.
And so that's just some more information. We now have learned that all of our maca products are now standardized, I think, to about 0.6% the macamides, and that's really what you need to look for. So look on that. You know, we got to be smart consumers, Carl. We got to stop looking at the fancy front part of the label. That's where all the marketing is. We need to turn that bottle over and look on the label itself. And we need to look for those kind of standardizations, especially when it comes to the herbal extracts.
Yeah.
And we now know it needs to be about 0.5 to 1%.
Okay. So there's the blue pill for women.
Yes.
And they can get that at lef.org,
Right? Yeah, they can. And I think it's important too to address the stress. Women need to realize that stress really affects their adrenal glands.
Yeah.
And if you can help those adrenal glands, that's also part of a good, healthy sex drive for women, you know, from menopause on.
Okay. Now, I just want to ask, this is totally off base. It's something you said a moment ago that I always think about when learned professionals come on my show and they say, and we're living longer today. And I want to explore this concept with you just for a moment.
Okay.
100 years ago, what do you think the, not the average lifespan, but was it realistic to think 100 years ago that there were people that lived into their eighth decade of life?
I mean, it wasn't a high percent.
Okay. Do you think there was a small percentage that lived into their ninth decade of life?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think there were even some centenarians back 100 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. Are we really living longer, Dr. Smith? And I really...
Or is it just more people?
Yes, and this is my point. You know, this is my frustration with the medical orthodoxy, and they look at the pharmaceutical companies and say, well, we're living longer today. I don't see any 150-year-old people.
No,
we're still dying
no.
off in the 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of our lives.
You bring up a good point, and the statisticians calculate for that. They calculate for what could just be an increase in population. So if you look at the population 100 years ago, and you look at the population today, and you equate them statistically, they have different formulas where they can make it even, basically factor that out, and yes, lifespan has gone up, probably not as significantly as people think, but lifespan has gone up in the past 100 years. That's true.
And really, that is attributed to A, fewer deaths at birth, B, fewer mothers dying giving birth, and C, fewer infectious diseases killing us before we were 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is my frustration with the medical orthodoxy, who takes all of the credit for quote unquote people are living longer, and it's completely BS.
Absolutely.
When you show me that the number of people that live to 110 and 120 have increased,
no,
then I'll believe the pharmaceutical agenda.
The increase is not quite, it's not so much people living past 100, just more people are making it into their 60s and 70s.
Okay,
when we say lifespan, we're talking about worldwide, and think about the water irrigation, running water, plumbing. Antibiotics did make a difference.
Yes.
They did. Vaccines against some of the childhood ones. I know that's a big, scary word, but they when you put all that together, lifespan has increased because of some of those things. What's interesting, though, if you look way back, if you go into the Bible and you go into some of these other
record books,
basically, it is not just the Bible talks about some of the Jewish patriarchs living 800-900 years. You know, that's Noah was like 800 years.
Yeah,
that's not, the Bible's not the only book that says that. Interestingly enough, there's a lot of other Babylonians have their own books that talk about people living to very long ages, and so you have to the human capacity to live long is there. What's really happened to us is we've just killed our environment and our food.
Yeah. Yes.
I actually do think our lifespan should be significantly higher.
Yes.
Today, forget the pharmaceutical company stuff. Just with having running fresh water should have increased our lifespan significantly. I think we're living longer, but that I think it could be much longer.
But you know what else too? And this is part of the mantra of LEF, okay? We may have a larger number of people living into their 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of life today than we did in the past. No one is living longer than 90, 100 years old yet. There are some maybe small scatterings of 115-year-old people, but the masses have not surpassed that particular limit at this point in time. But my question is, when you look back 200 years ago, when you look back at the individuals that Dr. Francis Pottinger and Weston A. Price studied in primal civilizations, their 70, 80, and 90-year-old adults were actively involved in life.
They were
raising their grandchildren. They weren't in a nursing home sitting in a diaper facing the wall, totally forgotten who they are.
Yeah, because all of those things represent the industrial age. The industrial age has introduced chemicals and toxins into our environment that our body fights against. I mean, our antioxidant system in our body pretty much runs out when we're 40 or 50 today. That's why we got to take antioxidants.
Yeah.
Our food doesn't have it, and we're constantly barraged with free radicals. I mean, that's just one example. You know, and so we're living longer because we've made some incredible
advances as humans. I mean, just I keep saying running water because you don't understand what running water's done to lifespan. The fact that you have pipes now to carry waste out into the ocean instead of sitting in, you know, the
streets. Basement.
Yeah, no, seriously. I mean, that made a huge difference. But it should have made a bigger difference, and it didn't, because all of the other advances we've had, unfortunately, have added things to our environment that counter some of those other good advancements.
Oh, but come on, Dr. Smith. The FDA says a little bit of arsenic and a little bit of this. That's not going to hurt anybody. So come
on. Here's my thing about the pharmaceutical companies. If they're doing such a great job, if everything's going well, and by the way, their profits are higher than ever, right?
Right.
Why are we still getting so sick?
Yeah. Why are we getting sicker at a larger amount, a greater amount now than we did 100 years ago? Hey, Dr. Smith, always great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, so there you have it. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for the Life Extension Foundation magazine at the bottom right-hand corner and get your free six-month subscription today. Also want to thank L. Brent Jones, promoter of the Kentucky Derby event that's going on this weekend, and, of course, the Kentucky Muscle for being on the show. Great advice he gave to competitors out there. We'll see you tomorrow with Casual Friday.